Hello again and happy Monday. Welcome into Knowles News Now. Thank you for starting your week with us here on Tomahawk Nation's Podcast Network. I'm your host, Brian Pellerin, getting ready for the week ahead. And yes, it's finally going to include football. It's just camp, but it's good to have football news and the news cycle back in our lives. Daily updates soon to come. Very exciting. Of course, that gets underway on Tuesday with players reporting to camp. That'll also come with a pre-camp luncheon, plus a coach availability. So look out for the boatloads of content that will come from that. Again, that starts on Tuesday. But until then, we've got tons of position previews that are still coming out all week long. Please keep your eyes out for those. So far, we've posted them on quarterback, running back, offensive line. I actually just wrote up the defensive line preview. That one drops on Tuesday. We've got a beyond the numbers look into Jamie Robinson and Akeem Dent. Could they be the next elite safety duo in the ACC? There's really no shortage of content from us, and that's even before camp gets going. So really, if you're craving your Knowles, go ahead, check out TomahawkNation.com. So much good stuff there. And speaking of the ACC, the Seminole Rap Crew, myself included, along with John Marchant and Max Escarpio, we took a look at the ACC as a whole on this week's episode, really kind of deciding where FSU fits in the fold. So we just had media days, camp starting this week for so many of the teams. Everyone is at their peak confidence in their team, the point where that no one's hurt. You look at your roster, you know your strengths, you know your weaknesses heading into the year. So where does FSU fit? Which teams are better than Florida State? Which teams are worse? And which teams this point are kind of just a coin toss? I think we took a lot of fun breakdowns of each of the teams. Nothing really super in-depth. You know, you don't need to know Clemson's starting guard, but kind of the general overall feel of the roster. I think we do a good job of kind of helping you figure out where this team fits in compared to the rest of the conference. Could they be trying to fight for Charlotte? It's all in there. Definitely give it a check. Check that out. Give it a chance. It's a fun listen. Of course, that's everywhere you get your podcast, including this one. So it should be coming up here. Should be not too hard to find, and you can always check TomahawkNation.com. On Friday, tight end Cam McDonald landed on the Mackey Award watch list. That's for the nation's best tight end. McDonald caught 24 passes for 243 yards and two touchdowns a year ago. Elsewhere for this football team, it's really going to be about recruiting. A big weekend coming up. Seminoles are expecting a lot of important guys on campus for this one. That's next weekend, of course, the 30th. Just kind of catch up on that, get up to speed on kind of what they're expecting. I'm going to say go ahead and hunt down the recruiting thread for this one, though. They got a list of potential visitors, the guys who do already plan to be there, plus so much more. So much great stuff from our recruiting guys. They're always on the ball. I really can't talk recruiting, especially without pushing to our podcast, the Florida State of Recruiting guys, our three stars, they call them. I mean, they really crush it. They have so much great information. If you're into recruiting, think about recruiting. Just want to have a window into that arena so you're at least up to speed to have those conversations. I can't recommend it enough. The Florida State of Recruiting, Florida State of Recruiting. You also find them on Twitter. I think it's the same. I think the name's the same. Should be enough to find it through there. Can't recommend it enough. Go ahead and check them out. And again, check out that recruiting thread so you're up to date on all the visitors for what should be a pretty important weekend for FSU, especially as they start camp off. The rest of campus, again, remains really quiet. We're still in the summer months for so many of them. Soccer, really the only team that's kind of got things going as their season gets pretty close. FSU recently posted an interview with new coach Brian Penske as he tries to connect with the fan base, kind of share his vision. That'll kind of sustain how he hopes to sustain the excellence of this program. Part of that appears to be some upgrades to the pitch as the soccer field's got an upgraded video board ahead of their season still coming up next month. So that's exciting, but that really does it for this episode of the Knowles News Now. As always, if you like what you hear, support us now. Throw us a five-star review online, wherever you're hearing this. If it's Apple Pods, do us a favor. Throw us that review. It really helps out. And be sure to follow this feed to get this podcast three times a week, including those other two that I already mentioned. They come out weekly, Seminole Wrap, and then our Florida State Recruiting Pod. Plus, we've got a basketball-dedicated podcast. We've got a lot of really good stuff. Make sure you go ahead and follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do. And again, if you got it, if you like what you hear, that review goes a long way to helping us out. But really, for now, that's all that's really going on. So until Wednesday, I'm Brian Pellerin. Thank you so much for listening.